Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
St. Anne Farmers Lord Greenhouse at Water Harvesting Projects in the parish. We tell you more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are eLearning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
Farmers participating in two major greenhouse and water harvesting projects in Watttown and Tobolsky in southwest St. Anne are lauding the initiative for adding economic value to their communities. The farmers are engaged in cultivation of sweet peppers, tomatoes and other exotic vegetables for the hotel and supermarket retail sectors on mined-out lands leased to them by Naranda Bauxite. The overall project is valued at $243 million, with $173 million coming from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and $61 million coming from the Jamaica Bauxite Institute. Under the project, 160 greenhouses are to be constructed across bauxite mining areas in St. Anne, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth. President of the Tobolsky Farmers Group, Roselda Walker, says the projects provide a great opportunity for residents of the community to improve their lives through agriculture.
We produce tomato and sweet pepper, and we are doing well. Whatever we put in, that is what we are going to take out. And as long as we put out all the effort that we can, the expansion, we're looking that in the future, it will be moving on further for many years.
The farmers have started reaping the first crop of tomatoes and sweet peppers, which were planted in January.
It is uplift the community, and because we are trying to get some more younger person in our head, because I'm mostly elder around here. Yeah, feel good about it and thing, you know.
Cardiff Ashley from the Tobolsky Farmers Group. Since April, over 8,000 kilograms of produce have already been sold. President of the Watttown Progressive Farmers Association, Jennifer Weststraw, says the project has given the farmers a sense of pride at their involvement. She says 20 farmers benefiting from the project have sold almost 17,000 pounds of tomatoes and 1,650 pounds of sweet peppers per week. Based on the success of the project to date, plans are being formulated for its expansion to include a number of young farmers from Watttown.
A success for the community, because right now we don't mind if we have in somewhere greenhouses, because we have spots where we can put them and for other people to come in and benefit.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Chicken dinner can't make up for broke egg. Translation, chicken dinner cannot make up for broken eggs. And this means you can't turn back the hands of time.
It's Immense Independence time again, and Pika joins JCDC in celebrating Jamaica 54. Come and apply for your passport, Jamaican citizenship, as well as unconditional landing and extension of stay at the Independence Village Rani Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 6 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pika at Independence Village 2016, August 1 to 6, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.